want the camera to get this side as opposed to this side. Yeah. Okay, everyone get a picture. Go ahead. Go ahead. A little slow, Rich. It's all right. No concussions.
How are you feeling?
I feel good, actually. I mean, considering everything. Medical team did a great job. Like, it was, it took care of me. That's all you can ask for. Yeah, ball hit me pretty flush in the cheek, so. But feel good. Luckily, no surgery. I think all in all, it's at least 7 fractures in my cheek area, orbital, and then a broken jaw. So, but luckily, doesn't have to be wired, no surgery. I just have to eat baby food for 6 weeks. So, GG's gotta have a better diet than I do.
What's just going through your mind after that happened? Obviously, just getting over the quick shock of it, but like, you come back out there, why was it important for you to go back out there and see the board?
Yeah, when it initially happened, like, obviously, I felt it, like, it squared me up pretty good. My initial thought was, I gotta cover up my face. Because if it was really bad, I didn't want my family to see it on TV and also the guys in the dugout. So I put my hand over my face, and that's when I kind of took the steps down toward the dugout, like get underneath the tunnel. Then when Scott came over, I just told him, I'm fine, but I think my cheek is shattered. The only part that was a little bit scary was when I took my hand off my face. Like, I saw the blood on my hand. I had no idea where the blood was coming from. My fear was my eye. But like I said, the medical team did a great job. I was trying to get back out there after the concussion protocol was fine, but they wanted to get a CT scan, and I was trying to get it after the game. But obviously, the medical team has better judgment than I do, so they wanted to do it then. So there's a little bit of downtime. That's when I stuck into my office, FaceTime my family so they can see me, not just hearing it from the third party. And that's when JJ came into the office, Dean and KB. Then they left. And I was hanging out there for a little bit, and that's when we got the bases loaded. Then Bassett came in saying something about a home run, and it's on a tape delay. And I heard the crowd, and I was like, you know what? This. I'm going out to the dugout. Sorry for my language, but, yeah, going out to the dugout. And that's when I went out to the dugout and wanted to be a part of it. Then I was on the top step. I looked over. I saw Scott standing there, and he kind of looked at me like, let's go. And I was like, do I have to? He's like, yes. So that's when I had to go. Yeah, but – Yeah, I can only imagine what he was going through, like just being seen to happen to other people, like in the dugout and on the field, like your heart always like drops for them and like you're always thinking about it. So never mind JJ at the plate and that happened, like the ball hits me in the face. And so it was great to just let him know, give him a hug, tell him that I'm fine, like keep doing what you're doing, like everything's okay, I'm fine, I just need to get it checked out. And like, to me, I just wanted to hug him. And then after he hit the grand slam, I definitely wanted to hug him for a variety of different reasons. But, yeah, it was a great moment. It was a great team win yesterday. It was cool to see the boys kind of rally and, like we talked about, with their resiliency that they show and that they have in them. It was great to see on that full display from yesterday because they couldn't easily cash it in, but they didn't. They kept fighting. Yeah, unlike you guys, I don't have sick days. Like, I kind of have to show up every day. We play every day to work. Yeah.
I'm sure they would understand, but, like, here you are. You got a broken jaw, you have 7 fractures, and clock in again.
Yeah, this is what we're here for. You know, we're here for the players. We have a game. I'm physically able to be here. So let's go. And, you know, our players, they play through a lot. And I think everyone that's sitting in this room, everything they've gone through over the past last year and this year, it's real, you know. So they go through a lot. If my jaw was wide shut, I'll still be here. But, you know, you just strap on and go about the next day.
Bring you back to your cash
table? No, because I wore a mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I might wear a mask in the dugout today. I might grab that Ravens helmet that's in my desk and bring it out there. Yeah. Yeah, if you guys do remember Rip Hamilton when he used to wear the mask. Yeah. But no, I'll be in the same spot in the dugout.
How much does it hurt to talk?
Last night it did. Last night it was bad, but right now it's much better. I think it's more of the peace of mind of knowing that I don't need surgery and stuff. I just, talking is fine. I can see the whole eating component would be really difficult, so, which makes sense about the baby food diet, soft foods for a while. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think it's the reason why I say that is we've shown this resiliency. We just haven't, like every game we've been in, the guys keep fighting, don't give away their at-bats. Pitching staff's been outstanding, bullpen. So to me, it's just one of those things where it was a matter of time where we had one of these wins. And it was just great to see everyone collectively like do it, right? Everyone had a big hand in it. Kowser with a great at-bat, with the walk. Leody finds a way to get on first, and JJ delivers a big blow for the grand slam, and then you got Ward gets hit, and next thing you know, Alonso sets off the plate, and like we always said with Pete so far this year, like the process has been great. He's been barreling up balls, and now he got his A swing off and a pitch in the strike zone and went over the fence. You know, I'm sure that was so much fun to watch. But no, to me it was just a byproduct of where these guys have been working in the process of all season to kind of lead up to this point.
Were you still here in the building for
Pete's home run? No, I was at the hospital for a while, actually, yeah. It wasn't as quickly as you would think. That's a joke, but yeah, I was there for a while, yeah.
Did they have the game on?
They did have the game on, yeah. That's why I got to watch, Helsley's inning. I missed everything up until then. I got to listen on the drive. When I got thrown out in the third inning against Pittsburgh? Yeah. When James Dean asked me politely to leave. Honestly, the last time was when we had Gigi. We had to go early, emergency, bunch of stuff going on. And so it was during the All-Star break, and I missed the first series afterwards against Pittsburgh. That was weird, really weird, watching three games and doing your job from the hospital. Yeah, so that's kind of like the last time. Right before midnight? Yeah, right before midnight. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make sure like radiologists and everyone checks out the images and get the plan in place and stuff. So, yeah, I think I left there. Yeah, a little before 12. Of course you did. I can only imagine in her and the kids' perspective, it was scary just because CJ had a baseball game that night. So they're actually driving home from the game to go to the house, and they'll listen on the radio when it happened. So obviously that kind of magnifies it a little bit where everyone's in the car listening, live drive at a dugout, hit someone, and it's their dad, your husband. So, but we have such a great organization, such great people here where immediately they were reaching out to Jen to let them, like, give her updates. So Jen was in the loop, even though I couldn't talk to her. Jen was in the loop with the kids, but to get on FaceTime and so they can see me was huge. You know, I knew I was fine, but also they didn't know. So that was a big, I would say a big moment for them to kind of put their minds at ease a little bit. Six weeks of soft foods. Can't do anything strenuous for at least 6 weeks. It's going to be like a layer thing, so I can't be throwing BP, which stinks. And that's usually about it. I just have to watch what I do because I can't blow my nose for 6 weeks because one of the fractures is kind of like where my orbital bone is, and it's a small spot, but it shattered pretty good. So if I blow my nose, it's going to go up into my eye. I don't know if you guys ever see like MMA fight. If a guy gets hit in the face and they blow their nose, the eye just pops. That's what would happen. So, yeah. So all in all, there's like, yeah, like I said, like seven, at least seven around, and then broken jaw.
Fair to say you will be getting injected?
Anything's possible. Anything's possible. Yeah, medically speaking, yeah, I probably shouldn't, but I think everything goes out the window when first pitch happens. Yeah, yeah.
I guess kind of spinning forward, Craig, obviously an emotional win, but just kind of the role that you guys are on, six of the last seven, you got your ace on the mound today. Can you kind of touch on what this type of momentum could do for your team moving forward?
Yeah, to me, it's not big on momentum. I think it's just big on our guys sticking to the process and just sticking to that mindset. And sometimes the results don't come as quickly as you want, but when they do come, it kind of reassures your process and the mindset our guys have. And yeah, we won last night. It was a great win, but that win last night does not mean we're going to win today. So our guys need to have a day one mentality, show up and figure out how to win tonight. And that's what our guys have been preaching in that clubhouse. That competitive spirit where you have to play the game in front of you no matter who it is. And we have to figure out how to, you know, way to beat Merrill Kelly and win today. And it's going to be a tough task, but my guys are up for it.
Craig, we got the holiday news today that the rehab's been paused for at least a little while. How is he handling that? He started his rehab assignment a few weeks ago, probably in his mind was thinking he'd be playing by now. How is he handling how it's going?
He's been great. He's been great, and I think that's where – no, I forgot what, when we spoke, when the question was asked, where I said I don't believe in timelines, and this is a perfect example of that, right? It's all depends on the player. If the player sees that timeline, they're going to be forced to push themselves and make them feel comfortable and get out, and next thing you know, who knows what's going to happen. So it was great to see Jackson be communicative and open at every turn, and also it's, you know, still middle of April, so the whole rush component is actually at any point a player shouldn't rush to come back when they're in IL. But with Jackson, it's making sure that he's ready to come back. And he also missed spring training. So there's a lot of components to this. So, you know, with Jackson, you get to see the docs, get to see where he's at, get a little plan in place as far as, you know, preparation, rehab, and, you know, what other aspects he needs to take to kind of nip that in the butt. And selfishly, it also gets him around with the boys for a little bit, gets us around our coaches. And so when he leaves here, when he's, you know, goes to play again, he'll be in a better spot.
What did you think of Dean yesterday?
Dean was really good. I thought Dean was really good. I mean, you take away Ketel Marte, right? Ketel Marte is a really good player. You know, I think he's one of the most underrated players in the league. I don't think he's that, but just in the landscape of the game, he's a really good player. And you take away those two pitches and the Arenado one. I mean, I'll take nine punches and no walks in five innings from all of our starters. You know, but it was great to see Dean control his emotions being back out there. I'm sure he had a lot of different emotions when he was out on the mound, whether it be, you know, why was I sent down? I'm going to show you why I shouldn't have been sent down. Also, his first big league action, you know, at home. So there's a lot of emotions going through. I think he did an outstanding job of just pitching and pitching to his game. You know, I think if you ask him, like, yeah, some pitches he would want back, but all in all, I think it was a phenomenal outing. Like I said, efficient, 9 Ks, no walks. Take that all the time.
Craig,